now to some of the films being showcased at this year's Sundance Festival and what's been getting early buzz. Stephen Zajcik is in Park City, Utah, covering the festival for the Los Angeles Times. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Melissa.
And let's start off with that controversy that we were just hearing about, the conservative group there in Utah complaining about highly sexualized films at Sundance. And it sounds like there are a lot of them this year.
You're absolutely right. There's really no shortage of films that deal with all manner of taboo here at the film festival. Among those, Don John's Addiction, which is that kind of porn comedy, a porn addiction comedy directed by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. There are a number of very kind of serious, rigorous relationship movies, one called Two Mothers, about two mothers, each one sleeping with the other's son, a movie called A Teacher, which is about a teacher-student relationship. James Franco has two films here. He's never one who's shy about shocking us. He directed one, produced another, and one of the films is called Kink, about an S&M porn website based out of San Francisco. So if you look around this festival, you'd think we were living in a pretty debaucherous time, certainly a time more interesting than one most of us are familiar with in our daily lives.
And another trend, Stephen, that's been noted this year is a very strong representation of women directors at the festival.
It's absolutely right, and a trend that I think a lot of people have been prominently picking up on. The U.S. dramatic competition at the festival, which is sort of the movies that are competing for prizes coming out of America, 16 films make it in. Fully 8 of them this year are directed by women. Movies of all shapes and sizes. Some of the movies are relationship movies we were just talking about. Another one that comes to mind is called In a World, which is Lake Bell, the actress Lake Bell. She has a directorial debut here, and it's about a kind of second-string voiceover artist. So comedies, dramas, but a lot of films coming from women, and I think that's a good and notable trend.
One film that's gotten a lot of attention at Sundance sounds intriguing, and it's gotten attention for the way it was made. It was made on the sly. It's called Escape from Tomorrow. Tell us about that.
This is one of the most unusual and provocative films I've ever seen in all my years coming to Sundance, and it's set and shot at Disney parks, both in Orlando and Anaheim. First-time filmmaker named Randy Moore snuck in guerrilla style, these very small cameras, and would have his actors, this is a scripted feature, not a documentary, but he'd have his actors moving around the park, often very far away from him because he didn't want to look like he was shooting a movie. This was not done with Disney's permission. And he would kind of, on his iPhone, tell them where to go and direct them, and they would be running around amid not extras, but everyday tourists at the park. And it's really something, it's completely guerrilla style, and it's something I've never seen before.
You said it wasn't done with Disney's permission. Not only that, it sounds like this movie may never actually get to theaters precisely because Disney may stop it.
Absolutely. Every distributor I've talked to has said, look, we're interested in this film. It's a provocative film. It's gotten a lot of media attention, but can we release the thing? And I think even if there are some clauses that indemnify them, they're still going to be bracing for a big legal fight, an expensive legal fight with Disney in terms of getting it out there. So this may be a film that lives on in a kind of underground mixtape pirate website sort of way, but we may never see it in theaters.
Well, before we let you go, Stephen, what else has been really catching your imagination out there?
Well, a lot of interesting and unusual films. One of them that I think maybe listeners will remember, or at least the franchise they'll remember, is Before Midnight. This is the third in a now trilogy of films from Richard Linklater. Began with Before Sunrise in 1995, continued with Before Sunset in 2004, and it sort of looks at the romance that has blossomed between Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy's character, getting some strong reviews, really great writing, and I think that's one to look out for. Another movie, a drama that's been getting a lot of attention, is called Fruitvale. It's about a real life, it's a scripted movie, but it's about a real life shooting at a San Francisco BART station in 2009, and that movie will be released by the Weinstein Company. And finally, there's a documentary called Inequality for All, which is a kind of, I would say, it seeks to do for the economy what Inconvenient Truth did for the environment. Robert Reich, labor secretary under Bill Clinton in the 90s, kind of taking on the Al Gore role, teaching a class about wealth inequality. And it's a little bit wonky, but I think it makes some of these very esoteric issues very accessible to those of us who don't follow them on a daily basis.
Stephen Zajcik, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Melissa.
Stephen Zajcik, covering the Sundance Film Festival for the Los Angeles Times.
This is NPR News.